brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm kind of dreading it, but I'm going to do it. Starting at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to call the White House, I'm going to call Congress, I'm going to call Homeland Security, and I'm going to report that some of the phone numbers they're giving out for the See Something, Say Something campaign don't even get picked up when we've called them live on air. Just like they had a stand down on Thanksgiving and for a few days after Thanksgiving, because they knew there were protests coming, they just turned them off and even stopped the frisking. So people couldn't refuse and stand up and have a type of strike victory against tyranny. But that is coming up at the bottom of the hour. You know what? I want people to send in to the Twitter account right now, twitter.com/RealAlexJones, evidence of terrorism you want me to report. Because I know about Anwar al-Awlaki, the head of Al-Qaeda, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon, Fox News. I know about Gulf of Tonkin being staged, to let them know the government does do this. Operation Northwoods. I do know. Oh, will you guys print me Watson's article from yesterday about Jesse Trinidad sued and got documents that the FBI did have a warning that they denied for years? And the head of the FBI anti-terrorism unit was there. We have the hotel receipts, that's come out, that he was in Oklahoma City. He claimed he was in Dallas and flew a plane up there that day when it happened. There's a lot of stuff to report to him when you call him. They say, see something, say something. Well, government's committing a lot of crimes. Guys, also print me the Reuters article about the CIA aircraft. CIA aircraft crashes full of cocaine in Mexico. I want to have a few articles in front of me so I can report. Why was there never investigation of the CIA aircraft crashing and killing those aboard with 3.5 tons of pure cocaine? Why aren't you investigating Anwar al-Awlaki? Newsweek, hijackers trained at U.S. bases. I think that's newsworthy. And the average FBI agent answering the phone at Homeland Security, I don't think is a bad person. They're compartmentalized. We've had FBI visits here before, and I take it as a time to educate them. I take it as a time to set them down and say, okay, you got questions for me, I got questions for you. And they'll sit there and kind of joke about stuff when I tell them what's happening. And I go, you know this isn't. You know this country isn't going in the right direction. You know I'm not making this up. And people ask, why was the FBI here? You can just Google FBI visits Alex Jones, Secret Service visits, if you want to read the history of it. But it's that dag-blasted comment board. And the comments on the stories, they can show up with subpoenas for records, and it's not fun. It's happened twice. Another time they showed up asking for stuff. Another time the ATF came by investigating the firebombing of the governor's mansion. But I'm a guy in the right. I really do my best to follow all the laws, even if they're unconstitutional, because I've got to have a very clean nose. I've got to have an extremely clean nose in everything I do because I'm under total surveillance. And, I haven't eaten anything since about 6:30 last night. I had some carrots and some rice, and I hope that lunch gets here because I need my energy to call the Department of Homeland Security. It was like a burden to confront Karl Rove Sunday, and I didn't really fully confront him. I just said, I'm not eating next to the equivalent of Hitler. That guy's a war criminal. We're leaving. We were sitting right next to him. So, I guess that's a protest in a way. I should have gotten his face, but I've gotten in so many people's faces, and I'm really just sick of looking at him. I was physically upset being around him. This is a guy who pushed torture, illegal wars, over 1 million dead Iraqis. I was sitting next to Emperor Palpatine, and I it wasn't even fear of him. It was disgust. I was repelled. And the demonic gibbering I heard for 25 minutes, the giggling, I cannot describe to you the satanic cackling of the women and his gibbering, and he's known as Little Piggy. He has this little piggy. I can't even do it. And just give me strength, God.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to call the White House live on air. I'm going to call the Department of Homeland Security live on air. I called Sunday the Dallas FBI, and I brought up Anwar al-Awlaki and other top terrorists at the Pentagon months after 9/11. Why isn't that being investigated? CIA aircraft crashes full of cocaine. They're not investigating that. $2 trillion back in 2001. Now it's over $4 trillion in congressional hearings missing. But they're not investigating it. So I'm going to be calling them all live on air, and also report that we got a see something, say something flyer, you know, that's got the guy in the airport looking at people. You're not sure if he's supposedly the terrorist or he's looking at the terrorists. It's all about this paranoia, you know, trust no one but your government, trust no one but Big Brother, and Big Brother's watching. I also want to tell them that this Homeland Security number we called a few months ago that's on see something, say something flyers now is not being answered. And Bob Barr's lawsuit has not been answered, or his FOIA request before a lawsuit has not been answered, and they're supposed to respond to that. In fact, we should probably get Bob Barr's organization or Bob Barr himself to pop back in on the show this week to see where that FOIA went, because, what, a week or two ago the deadline passed, and we had the director of Liberty Guard on the show. We've also had Bob Barr on, the founder of it. So we're going to be talking about all of that. But I'll be honest with you. This radio show does need your prayers, because – our profile is shooting up like a rocket. And at a fleshly level, I am not pleased by it. I'm not stupid. And I understand the dangers of engaging these crooks and the dangers of really exposing what they're doing. And it's by the grace of God, I'm still above ground and not pushing daisies. It's by the grace of God, I haven't been set up. They've certainly tried. It's by the grace of God, and my flesh, you know, my own human desires are, I want to travel. I want to oil paint. I want to stay at home and play with my children. I want to, you know, go on trips with my wife. I want to take my son and my daughters fishing. And I don't get a chance to do a lot of that because I'm completely focused on this mission. And every day I have this passionate, deep desire to quit and to just walk away from all of this. They're having to manage people and deal with things. And I'm not complaining. You know the rigors of life out there as well. But when I routinely get called by huge Hollywood stars who want to talk to me but don't want to go on air, when I routinely get called by, you know, some of the biggest rock band leaders in the world, when I get calls from powerful politicians that want to talk off record, it isn't like an ego thing of, wow, I'm really big. Wow, I'm able to push stories out nationwide. Wow. It's more of, man, I am at the front end of this thing. Tip of the spear, hitting the barbed wire. And it isn't even fear that I have of being killed or imprisoned. It's not fear. It is remorse. It is almost like I'm nostalgic for the life I could have had. But the globalists took all of the liberties we could have had in the future. I mean, they're putting a system in that's destroying our future, and so they've got to be responded to. But this is not fun or a game. I have gallows humor. I try to have a stiff upper lip and, you know, put my chin up. But I don't even like being this leader. I don't see myself as that great. I don't enjoy going and speaking to big crowds of people, though folks will remark I'm about as good as it gets at public speaking because I speak from the heart and people connect with that. It's electric. I like shaking their hands and I like seeing them, but I don't like how they're looking at me like I've got all the answers because I know how weak I am. I know how human I am. I know somebody's got to call Homeland Security and call them out. You think it's fun doing that? I know why so many listeners that see me in the last few times I've done this, they hear these calls and they say on YouTube everywhere, these aren't real. I mean, you can hear me dialing the public numbers. You can hear the tones. Anybody who has worked in telephone systems knows. I mean, we're dialing the numbers. We're calling them. But people can't believe that someone has courage. They can't believe someone is real because they don't believe in themselves. And so it's my job to show you what you can do because you can surpass everything I've done. And until the last few years, I haven't really seen other talk show hosts. I haven't really seen other leaders stand up who really are starting to get it. But my understanding, my paradigm analysis, my full spectrum analysis is now being adopted across the board, even by my detractors. And I love it. It is a pleasure to be attacked because they haven't grown enough spiritually to not be jealous and envious. And they're not even conscious of it. And they're projecting their own shortcomings onto me. And sometimes I do deserve it. But it is so fulfilling that at least they steal everything we do. They steal my understanding, my discernment. Good, good. Cock me on the head when you come to the well to drink. But drink so you don't die in the desert. I mean, it's wonderful. And I've realized that God does this. He takes attacks and turns them into something good. I feel bad for my wife who has to know, you know, all these lies are pure disinformation from the mainstream media, the think tanks, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the COINTELPRO. And I feel sorry for my children as they grow up that I may not be there to be with them and that they'll have to hear further lies because I have become a symbol of resistance. Not a perfect symbol, but a symbol because I'm real. And they will attempt and are attempting to pull that symbol down. And that's why it's important that you be leaders in your own right, because they can pull down a leader, they can pull down a symbol, an image, if it's a person. But an idea is unstoppable. Ideas are bulletproof. I'm flesh and blood. We're all going to die. But I realize that we're going to win this thing. I can see that we can come out of this storm. If we believe in each other, if we ask God for guidance, you know, I ask callers to pray on Monday for Ray McGovern so that he doesn't have a relapse of his lymphatic cancer. He's going to get the results back. Let's call in and see what the results were. I ask folks to pray for me, and I pray for you every night. And I pray for my enemies. I pray that my enemies have their eyes opened. Because I don't want them to live their life and serve the dark side and not have a chance to experience what those of us that love God and love liberty and have discernment have had a chance to experience. I love humanity. I am an enemy of those that are coldly calculating and evil and who use the knowledge of how humanity really operates against humanity. It is a great crime. But at the same time, I don't hate them. Maybe a decade ago I had some hate, but when you see me get angry and yell and scream, it's frustration, it's desperation, it's also energy and my soul swelling with the desire to have people have their chains unloosed, including my chains, the chains of the flesh. You know, on Monday I also said, let's pray for Charlie Sheen. I know Charlie really well. I'm one of his only really good private friends. He doesn't have many people that are really his friends. And Charlie didn't hear me say for folks to pray, but he's called me. We've talked quite a bit in the last few days, and he's at home, and he told me that about 95% of what's in the news was just complete lies. But he said, you know, basically he has relapsed a little bit into behaviors he had a decade ago, and people say, well, then why are you his friend? Well, I mean, I've got sin. I'm not perfect. I have all those same desires. And he's a good person. He's somebody who's gone almost a decade without drinking and without, you know, doing other bad things, things that are destructive when they're used in excess, certainly drugs. And I mean, think about Charlie Sheen growing up in Hollywood royalty. 14 years old being in big movies, 16 being in Red Dawn, and everything he's gone through and living in that armpit of Los Angeles around all that evil, and that's all he knows. He's got a good family. Martin Sheen's a really nice guy. His mother's wonderful. His brother's great. The rest of his family are really good people. They're not even what you'd think of as a mainline liberal. They're against vaccines. They're awake to the New World Order. I don't even know why I'm talking about Charlie Sheen, you know, with all these scandals going on. I haven't talked about it in the last few months. But you know, talking to him, you know, he needs real friends. And Charlie needs your prayers because he's really trying right now, you know, to slow down. And it's just really important that we reach out to people and that we reach out to ourselves and that we all help each other. And that we not be so judgmental, because Charlie has a good heart. You know, Charlie will obsess on certain things like anybody else. He's either all into fighting the New World Order, or he's all into collecting watches, or then he's all into astronomy, or he's all into beautiful women. And who can blame somebody for that desire? You know, I guess what I'm trying to say is that we are a fallen society, and all of us have done things that are destructive to ourselves and others. And the difference is somebody like Charlie Sheen has a heart that is a mile wide and a mile deep, and somebody like Karl Rove has a heart that isn't even one inch deep. And he's somebody who really does care. And he's somebody that everybody just expects to be bad. So even when he's good, they say he's bad. So why not be bad? We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't.
Finishing up my point on Charlie Sheen, of the scores of Hollywood stars, government people, billionaires that have called me or come and visited me over the years, almost all of them want to be private. They just want to say, I support what you're doing. And that's great, but I always say to them, well, I'm not going to pressure you to come on air, but we need solidarity here. And they just say, oh, you know, I don't want to be targeted. Well, then you give in to the overall takeover by doing that. But Willie Nelson doesn't have fear. I could call him up right now and probably get him on the show tomorrow. But he got a lot of death threats and things, so I don't even want to put him in that position. He's come on 3 or 4 times. He's talked about 9/11 being an inside job. And then when it got raised on Larry King Live last year, he went ahead and said it again. Incredible courage. Jesse Ventura saw the facts of it being an inside job, tells the truth. And Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen, and I know him personally. He's a smart guy. He's interesting. He's informed. But he has his wild side. And yeah, that's why I'm saying pray for Charlie, because he's trying to get cleaned up. Again, and he's told me, and I know he doesn't lie to me, almost all of it's made up. I was talking to him last night, and I'm not going to get into really what he told me, but he was just like, I was like, why don't you say then it's not true? And he goes, oh, then that just gives it more attention. But he's like, not with this woman, not with that woman. That woman was never at my house. That just lies. It's incredible, because he tells me the truth. And I've seen lies about him in the media before, and it's just most of it's not even true. But he told me some of it is. And it's just incredible. It's incredible to watch something like that happen. But pray for America. Pray for the world. Pray for everybody to not be weak in their flesh. And pray for Charlie. He's got a lot of courage. He's got a big heart, and I care about him. Okay, and I think it's helping. I think I know it is. I'm going to call Homeland Security in a minute. You remember in the first hour I talked about how they're removing the fluoride in Calgary. They're getting ready to talk about removing it in San Diego, or they just started to try to put it in. Now they're trying to block it. The vaccines that's coming out with big investigations causing brain disorders, big investigations by even the UN's World Health Organization. Talk about Satan investigating Beelzebub. All of that's going on. And the House voted down the extension of the Patriot Act yesterday. Now, they think they have the votes in another maneuver they're going to do, but I said, watch, the fear-mongering is going to go stratospheric. Then during the break before last, they brought this article in, and I hadn't read it yet, but I read it during the break. Here's ABC News. I've also got Reuters reporting the same thing. This just came out in the last hour. I was not aware of it, but I knew it was going to happen. It's cause and effect. Jump in front of a freight train going 60 miles an hour is probably going to kill you. You expose the globalists for using the Patriot Act to take over our liberties. If it looks like they're not going to get it through, they're going to scream bloody murder. This is their takeover. They've got to keep this in place. And what did she say? I told you getting rid of the terror alert system is because they're just always going to be on the highest alert now. ABC News, terror threat most heightened since 9/11, Napolitano says. Homeland Security officials call homegrown radicalism a game changer. Oh, there's a game changer. Al-Qaeda's gone from sophisticated stand-downs of NORAD, men in caves, running attacks, T-boning all their targets perfectly, to magically now it's people recruited into Islam in prisons, set up and run by the FBI, where there's no real Muslim handlers. It's the FBI going out and finding miscreant criminals to hype them up to build fake bombs and go carry it out. The threat of terrorism is its most heightened state since 9/11 attacks nearly a decade ago, U.S. Homeland Security Janet Napolitano said today. The terrorist threat facing our country has evolved significantly in the last 10 years and continues to evolve, so that, in some ways, the threat facing us is at its most heightened since those attacks, she said before the House Homeland Security Committee. And this just happened in the last hour and a half, and it continues here. So she's saying that we are on the verge of attacks. It's the biggest threat ever. Boom. They vote down the Patriot Act yesterday. Boom. She's testifying, saying this threat is incredible. We have got to get on this right now. We have got to get involved right now. We are in so much trouble. The terrorists are hiding everywhere. And she goes on with her quotes. One of the most striking elements of today's threat picture is that the plots to attack America increasingly involve American residents. See, as I always told you, they shift from the foreign Al-Qaeda in the caves because then they wanted to go attack and invade countries. So they claimed that's where it was coming from and staged it. Now they're finding low-grade morons to create an artificial synthetic threat here. And she says, so it's Americans and homegrown, and they're everywhere. Right as the see something, say something, telescreens roll out. Oh, magically, now Janet Napolitano is there to save us. Oh, we need the Patriot Act. There's domestic groups, white Al-Qaeda. They're everywhere. They're going to get us. And you see the media roll out now of the domestic control grid. We're going to call the government live on air coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Every wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWHEY.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
Lie! No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide in defense of liberty. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are live in the last 30 minutes of worldwide transmission. I may even go into overdrive. It is Wednesday, the 9th day of February, 2011. Okay, why am I about to call my public servants, the White House, the main Homeland Security number, because we've called the See Something, Say Something numbers that are on the flyers they're putting out, and most of the time it doesn't even have a voicemail. It's a computer and then beeps, and you don't even know who you're calling. And these are their listed numbers. We've gotten them off their Facebook. We've got them off their flyers. So I've been forced to call the FBI, and I did this on Sunday live, and report real evidence of terrorism. Now, I'm also calling the White House first, because Friday they wrote a story saying that we were liars, basically, dealing with the blackouts. And I also want to respond to that. But the definition of terrorism, the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. What does the IRS do? They threaten to take your bank account, your house. There's not really any due process. What do police do all over the country when you film them legally in public places? They arrest you now. The courts keep throwing it out, but the cops don't care. They say, you can beat the rap, you can't beat the ride. You're not going to videotape us. When they shot that poor young man in the back in handcuffs in Oakland last year, they confiscated 3 cell phones, but they didn't confiscate somebody in a train who'd stopped right across from the other train and videotaped it. And that's how they lied and said he was out of handcuffs. He attacked him. Turned out it was all lies. They started roughing him up after they shot him in the back. They're like, get up, get up. They shot him. It went through his back, bounced back up out of the concrete, back into his heart. Double tapped his heart with one bullet. Would that cop get like a year or something in jail? But the issue is none of us are safe. Police shouldn't want bad police to get away with this or for it to be encouraged. Or then none of us are safe as a society. Come on. We're all together in this. Black, white, Arab, Jewish, German, Chinese, Mexican, old, young. We all need freedom. It's the engine of everything good and wholesome. Now, without further ado, let's get this train rolling here. Let's go ahead and on air, call the White House, and it's a public number. It's 202-456-1414. Okay, we're calling the White House. People are so shocked by me doing this, I don't think it's that big of a deal. People are like, it couldn't be real. He wouldn't dare. Well, watch me again.
The White House.
Hey, this is Alex Jones. I'm broadcasting worldwide on AM and FM, shortwave, satellite, and XM. And I would like to talk to someone in the White House, about a news report they put out about yours truly, the chief of staff did on Friday, claiming that Obama policies aren't causing some of the blackouts around the country. And I'd like to report that the See Something, Say Something phone numbers that they're giving out aren't being answered or are going to voicemail with no description of who it is. Who do you think I should talk to?
Okay, and who are you with?
I am Alex Jones with the Genesis Communications Radio Network, and I'm calling my public servants to report that they put out a false report about us on WhiteHouse.gov front page.
One moment. Thank you for calling the White House comment line. We appreciate your call. If you are calling from a touch-tone phone, please press 1. If you are calling from
go ahead and get into the voicemail. See, you go into a straight dead end trying to call the government.
If you would like to leave a comment for the president, please press 1.
Press 1.
If you are calling. Thank you for calling the White House comment line. All comment line operators are currently assisting other callers. Please hold for the next available volunteer operator.
Volunteer.
For additional information about the White House, please visit www.
They can pay mercenaries $180,000 a year to kill women and children overseas, but they can't pay somebody to answer the phone. Okay, let's do this. I know why you guys weren't just going to number one. You wanted to see if there was an option. I've called before. I don't think there's an option. But let's hang up on it and call back and ask if I can talk to a live person. I want to talk to a live person here on air. Don't worry, we're going to get some action when I call Homeland Security. I want to talk to the press secretary's office. No, I want to talk to the communications director, Pfeiffer. Well, that went well. Let's call him back again. I guess now when you call the White House, they just hang up on you. See how this goes here. And everywhere politicians go, everything they're doing, we should talk to them. Hello? So they got our number, huh? Dial them from another phone line. Can we do that? We're not going to be dissuaded so easily here. And you should do this. They're your servants. Your supposed tax money goes to pay for all of this. And so I'm calling them. They have attacked me. They said I'm a liar, and I want a response. They said our report is completely false. Oh, boy. Trying to call my public servants.
Thank you for calling the White House. Press 1 for the comment line to leave a message for the president or visit our website at White House.
Hey, hi, this is Alex Jones. I'm broadcasting live worldwide right now from Austin, Texas. I would like to be able to speak to either the assistant or to White House communications director because there was a report Friday at whitehouse.gov claiming that my report at prisonplanet.com was false, dealing with White House energy policy contributing to the blackouts.
Just a moment, sir.
Ma'am, is there an actual person? Because I've been sent a voicemail.
I'm not sure. I'd have to reach out to the office for you. One moment.
Please reach out. Thank you. We're reaching out now. Maybe Rahm Emanuel will answer.
Media first.
Hey, this is Alex Jones broadcasting live worldwide. There was a report put out at whitehouse.gov last week by Mr. Pfeiffer. What is he, the communications director?
Hold on just a second.
In fact, guys, will you put that article back up on screen? I'm forgetting his title. What, he's the... call him the White House here live on air, ladies and gentlemen. The little proletariat slave. I wonder if they're listening to us right now while we're on hold. I got to get to calling Homeland Security and others next, so I don't know how long we can let this go on. Yeah, I can pull up the blackout story myself. We're going to see if they come to the phone here. There it is. Yeah, Dan Pfeiffer. And what's his position? It's at the bottom. You can't believe everything you read. And then you scroll down there to the bottom with that report that is a tissue. Yeah, the communications director, so I was right. So he's the communications director, and he wrote this piece, and I want to be able to talk to him or somebody else up there. I mean, you'd think the average person will say, well, you just can't call the White House and talk to, you know, somebody in a position of power. Well, I sure can. They're writing news articles about us that aren't true. So I sure do have a right to call them. I guess they're busy there in the background going to see who they can find. Or I'm probably going to be put to voicemail. Jaron, let's officially start trying to get a hold of them through channels and see if they'll come on and respond to press reports that I'm on the White House enemies list. And on top of that, that they're writing these disinformation pieces about us. I think that's important. All right, folks, I'm not going to let this go on too much longer here live on air. What do you want to bet she doesn't come back for a while? Anybody want to place... place an imaginary wager? All right. That's enough. Let's go ahead and hang up there. We got to get moving on here. Let's go ahead and see the luck we have when we call the next phone number. Now the reason I'm going to call the Department of Homeland Security is that I called the See Something, Say Something 877 number a few months ago, and they did answer, and I reported what is clear evidence of terrorism. Or okay, fantastic. They're asking me when I'm ready to go ahead and dial them. And so then I called the FBI in Dallas because that was the main number that came up in Texas. I couldn't find the number to the Austin FBI during the Super Bowl since she was saying, see something, say something. And I reported on all these instances of government-sponsored terrorism. And so now I'm going to call the Department of Homeland Security itself and ask who I should talk to from the see something, say something operation. We should all be calling the media, too, asking why these phone numbers don't work. Let's go ahead and call the Department of Homeland Security, the main number, 202-282-8000, see if this works.
Good afternoon, Department of Homeland Security. Operator, now for us to come help you.
Hey, this is Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. I've been calling Homeland Security, see something, say something, publish numbers, and they've just been going to voicemail, not even saying it's Homeland Security. And Big Sis has said that if we see something, we should say something immediately. And so I've got some reports of potential terrorist threats that I'd like to relay, but I don't know what numbers to call, and so I really need to get those, and my listeners need to know those numbers as well, because again, they're putting telescreens at the Walmarts saying, you know, kind of watch the other shoppers and people. So I figured if it's that serious, that I better get all my listeners, to get signed on to report the threats. Janet Napolitano is in the news today saying that the terror threat is the most heightened since 9/11. And she says we need to have that Patriot Act reauthorized. Who should I talk to there?
Well, see, here's the thing, sir. DHS here takes your concern very seriously, sir, but our partners with local law enforcement to access direct all suspicious activity to them, sir. So
through the threat fusion centers, but I have DHS see something, say something flyers that has this 877 number and other numbers. You're saying that citizens cannot report things to our loving federal government?
No, sir. I'm not saying that, sir. But it starts off with the local law enforcement, sir.
Okay. I think that's what's the phone number for the head of the rollout of the See Something, Say Something? You know what? Can you put me in touch with the press office of Homeland Security?
Stand by, please.
Guys, get the number to the Austin Police Department. I'm going to call them. I guess that's 311.
DHS Public Affairs.
Hey, this is Alex Jones, and I'm broadcasting worldwide right now from Austin, Texas. And I've been trying to call numbers on DHS flyers for See Something, Say Something.
Yes.
And there's not even a message. It's just a computer voice. I called it 2 months ago and was able to get somebody. It routed me to Atlanta. And then I'm being told I need to call local police, but I'm trying to report a federal matter that's going on there by the Potomac in D.C. at the Pentagon.
And you would like to report something?
Yes, I'd like to report it. And they told me I needed to call local law enforcement.
Yes, you would have to call them, and then they in turn will get in contact with the FBI, then they will contact us.
Everything nice and compartmentalized. But, I mean, they're setting up federally run threat fusion centers. I mean, they're already getting rid of the 10th Amendment. I mean, maybe I should just call the Pentagon itself, maybe the Office of Security at the Pentagon.
They may be able to assist you.
Well, ma'am, just so you know, I mean, it's not like something I think. This is Fox News exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. And they say Anwar al-Awlaki met with the Secretary of the Army and others when he was already on the news as one of the top terrorists. And then now they say he's running the underwear attack. I'm sure you heard about that, underwear bomber.
Yeah.
And they say he ran the Fort Hood attack. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I've heard about the incident.
And the Times Square event. So, I mean, how do I get the federal government to investigate itself? I mean, I think that's pretty suspicious that the number three guy in Al-Qaeda, the number one field operator, is hanging out secretly at the Pentagon. I mean, I think that's pretty big news from Fox News. Do you have a computer in front of you? You're in the press office. You can just search the term Al-Qaeda leader dined at Pentagon.
Okay.
I mean, can you give that to somebody there? I mean, maybe Janet Napolitano can graciously. She says, see something, say something. Well, I mean, I got Newsweek reporting hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. I mean, it's right there. All these FBI agents have come out and said that they were ordered to stand down on 9/11. I want an investigation of that.
Okay. But you can contact the Office of Security at the Pentagon.
Okay. Well, okay. Ma'am, I really appreciate your help. Thank you so much. I mean, look, this is a normal response to this. I mean, look at the articles I want to bring up to them. I want to bring up the trillions missing from the Pentagon. The lawyer has sued Jesse Trinity. We're going to try to get him on soon. He's got new documents confirming FBI got warning day before OKC bombing. and how the feds tried to block it. And, of course, I've interviewed the emergency responders and others. The ATF wasn't in the building that day. They were told not to go in. But we're going to come back from break dialing hot to the APD. We probably want to call the detective's office because what's going to happen is if we call 311, it's going to be an operator. So I've had the direct number to detectives before. When we were getting death threats, I go ahead and file those now. When the idiots are stupid enough in Austin to call me directly here and death threat me, cops still don't do anything. Well, one lady detective was actually pretty nice, and she did call the guy. He said he was just joking. She said, well, and she didn't offer for me to press charges. I kind of knew I could, but from now on I will press charges because it needs to be taken seriously. But, I think the APD is a good place to call. But there you go. And you notice I'm calling the government. It's not super powerful Ringwraith Men in Black or Agent Smith from The Matrix. It's just people like us. So we're going to come back and get into that as well. We're talking to our government. We'll be right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Okay, we may go into overdrive with these phone calls here live on this Wednesday edition, but we're illustrating how hard it is to report real evidence of terrorism and who's behind it. Okay, so I've been instructed by Homeland Security to call local police, even though they've got a federally run threat fusion center down here. I'm going to see if I can get routed over to the DPS command center, the little martial law center, and report real issues that are taking place. Let's go ahead and dial the Austin 311. And then I'm going to request, well, who I should talk to.
Thank you for calling Austin 311. All calls may be monitored or recorded.
Please stay on the line for the next available agent. Para español, oprima el número dos ahora. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Okay. Here we go. Hello?
Austin 311,
hey, this is Alex Jones. I'm broadcasting worldwide live right now, and I've been trying to call Homeland Security to report evidence of where the terrorist may be, and I've been told to call the local police. I guess, can you patch me through to the Threat Fusion Center here in Austin, or should I talk to Arde Saavedra? I've interviewed him live in studio a few times. Or should I talk to two detectives? Because I'm really, you know, trying here. I've called Homeland Security numbers and nobody even answers them. A box blows off on I-35 and they send out the robots like it's the end of the world, you know, when a box of toilet paper blows out the back of a truck. But I'm sure finding it hard put in a serious report here.
Okay, one moment, sir. I'm sorry to hear about that. I'll be happy to go ahead and get you transferred through. They advise you that you need to speak with the local police department?
Yes, they did.
Okay, well, let me get you transferred through, sir. You're calling from 512-386-748.
Yes.
Okay, one moment, sir. Let me get you transferred through. Thank you for calling us to 311. Please hold.
And then that tracks where we're at, so they have that information. And we're going to have to go to break here in a moment. And I'm tempted with the network just to skip the music and the break because it's the end of the official show. We'll go into overdrive. Let's just skip it, and I'll roll right through. On the rebroadcast, folks will hear this minute cut out, but we're just not going to play an outro. We're not going to – well, I guess we have to fire tones for stations. So just hold music for the last few seconds. Just run like 10 seconds of the ad so it fires for networks.
Simply sound emergency. This is Amanda. How may I assist you?
Hey, Amanda, this is Alex Jones broadcasting live worldwide, and I've been trying to report where there's clear evidence that the terrorists are being commanded from here inside the United States. And I've called D.C., I've called Dallas, I've called the FBI, and they have directed me to call my local police department.
For what reason, I'm sorry?
I have Fox News headline exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. Anwar al-Awlaki, who reportedly ran the Fort Hood attack, the underwear bomber, the Times Square attack, and many other attacks, is a known U.S. government agent run out of the Pentagon. And I have mainstream news here, and I want to report that the terrorists are being run out of the Pentagon.
Okay, and how does that pertain to Austin Police?
Well, I was told by Homeland Security in Washington, D.C. just minutes ago that I had to file it with you. Are you saying I cannot file this and other reports? A new document's been released via FOIA, confirmed FBI got warning day before OKC, and the head of the anti-terror unit was actually there and lied and said he was in Dallas. I've got, man, this is serious. You think I'm going to call the police live on air with something that isn't serious?
Okay.
Are you a police officer?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I need to talk to somebody. I've called Homeland Security, I've called the FBI in Dallas, and I'm calling you. I need to report
this.
And
they tell you to call Austin Police?
Pardon me?
And they tell you to call Austin Police?
Yes, they say call your local police, and then I file the report with you, and then they will file it to the Threat Fusion Center to Homeland Security.
Do you want our intelligence unit?
Sure, I would love, and I'm not trying to be rude to you. I'm a little frustrated here.
Yeah, it sounds like you're frustrated.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just one moment, ma'am.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com.